Johnson, where's everybody going?
Where are we going? We're going to Blueberry Hill.
Blueberry Hill? What's going on?
Man, can we have us a ball?
Dig me deeper, Jack. Who's going to be there?
Just about everybody's going to be there. Benny Carter's band, the Charioteers, Hattie.
Hattie McDaniel?
Yes, sir, and a lot of other mighty big people.
Well, my, my, my. Hey, that's
something. My, is that something? Ain't that something to show?
Look like that. Jump in, no, jump in, stop.
It really won't, it really won't, it really moves about.
But it is, what it is, we're gonna sing it out.
Broadcasting System is proud to present Blueberry Hill, starring Hattie McDaniel, Man-Chan Morton and Shadrack, Ernest Whitman, the Charioteers, Lou Mel Morgan Trio, Savannah Churchill, the Blueberry Hill Singers, and Benny Carter and his famous orchestra. The next voice will be that of the noted actor, Ernest Whitman.
Men, come to find the man's life when he gets a chance to do a special job for his country. I got a job right now and I need two men. Step forward when I call your name. Man-Chan Morton.
Yes, sir.
And Shadrack.
Boys, I notice things are getting pretty dirty around the canteen here. A lot of leaves and cigarette butts and trash and things. And I want you to pick them up.
Not me. I resign.
Man, you can't resign. How long have you been in the Army?
Just up until now. So long.
Come back here. You and Shadrack are lucky you don't get court-martialed after smuggling that bottle of gin in camp.
Was that gin?
It was.
That man told me it was Nubian Pepsi-Cola.
Never mind. I want you boys to get to work and clean this place up. Detail, attention, forward march!
Why don't you come on, Shadrack. Move your feet. You are the laziest man I ever saw.
I'm not lazy. I'm a sick man.
Sick. You always complain about something you ain't got and you couldn't have even if you had it.
Man-Chan, I got it.
You got what?
Well, it's a kind of a feeling that...
I had that once. Yeah, a kind of a feeling that starts right along...
That's it.
What are you doing for it?
Well, I saw myself a doctor and he gave me a bottle of...
Don't take him, they'll kill you. Who was the physician that prescribed that to you?
Why was the doctor...
He ain't no good. The doctor you want is the doctor that lives...
I had him. You see, he didn't do me no good either.
No? Well, now, in that case, what you need is one of them cotton doctors.
Yeah?
A surgeon. A plastic surgeon.
A plastic surgeon is a fish.
Well, this one is always plastered to the gills.
Man-Chan, you mean a surgeon.
Yeah, a man that will cooperate on you. One who will take his knife and cut out your...
I had mine taken out last year. You see, I thought maybe...
Oh, it couldn't be that. Why don't you try some of them pills that my brother took? When he was suffering from what he called when he was...
Was he out there?
Sure.
I thought all the time he went
he
to...
He did, but he come back.
Yeah, what's he doing now?
Oh, he's working.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's working for a man. And don't you know they're paying him?
That ain't no money at all. Of course, I guess he's got...
You got him wrong. You see, that boy's gonna get married.
No.
Yeah, he's going to marry the daughter of...
She's a nice girl. But listen. Let me tell you something.
What? Go ahead, tell... Wait.
One time I heard...
That was her sister. You see, I'm keeping company with her. You see, I've been keeping company with her now ever since.
I didn't know you'd been knowing her that long.
Sure.
I thought one time...
He was, but I cut him out.
Man, that's funny. You know, I knew her when she...
Oh, you couldn't have known her that long. You know, now, that was your fault. Now, listen. You see, Shadrach, that's how come I like to talk to you. Because me and you seem to agree with each other.
After we get out of the army, why don't you come up to my house and have dinner sometime?
Have dinner with you?
That's right.
Up to your house?
That's right.
Where's you dodging rent at now?
Blueberry Hill, right next to...
I got a brother lives in that house. I'll be there.
I won't be home then.
When will you be home?
Now, the best time to catch
that
me...
That suits me. What hour?
Oh, any time between...
That's a little early, but I'll be seeing...
I'll be suspecting you now.
Au revoir.
Bonsoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Boys, I tell you, that is a special tune he cooked up for you called Blueberry Hill Peach Fry. We hope you like it.
Commands our song. With heavenly voices we ride along towards that promised land when we meet our peers, ladies and gentlemen, the charioteers.
Little David was a shepherd boy. He killed a lion and shout for joy.
Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah, little David. Play on your harp, hallelujah, little David. Play on your harp, hallelujah, little David. Play on your harp, hallelujah.
Out on fire had on call yet twice. That shall for shooting dice.
Play on your harp, way up in Eastern Maine.
On the choo-choo.
The reason we went way up there, we thought we could shoot some game.
Wah!
Me and Brother Bill went hunting.
Woo-hoo!
Way in the middle of the night.
In the moonlight.
Shot at something like a grizzly bear, and the
doggone thing turned white.
Woo!
I dropped my gun.
Ma!
And the way I run, Brother Bill said, boy,
what's the matter with you?
Had he known like me, he'd run some too. I ran so fast, they say, they couldn't catch me all day.
No, the way I ran across that field,
they couldn't catch me with an automobile.
Rip, 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 oops, on the boot. Bill got so excited.
Come and be shooting at me.
I heard those bullets sizzling and whistling through the trees.
Ran right by my house and I didn't have time to knock.
Ran into a good crap game and I didn't have time to stop. Ran into a gin mill.
Thought I'd get a drink of gin.
I didn't have a dime to pay for it.
So I had to start running again.
Well, I ran so fast that night, feet never touched the ground. Heard those birdies in the tree sing Alabama Bound.
I'm
going home.
I'm all alone.
But the bill said, boy, what's the matter with you?
Had he known like me, he'd run some.
Now I ran so fast, they say,
hey!
You couldn't catch me all day.
That's me running over on that piano.
Well, the way I ran across that field,
they couldn't catch me with an automobile.
Oh, they couldn't catch me.
Jack, I was tan out.
Oh, they couldn't catch me.
Molly, they went.
Oh, they couldn't catch me with an automobile.
Tells me we got the dirty end of this deal, Shadrach. Picking up all these leaves and stuff.
You said it, Van Tan. Listen to those other fellas taking it easy out there on the rifle range.
Yeah, laying down on the job. Wonder where can I get a girl for the dance tonight?
Why don't you go in the canteen here and ask? They'll furnish you a girl for the dance.
Did they furnish you a girl for the dance?
Oh, yes, but I didn't like it.
You mean the furnishing was bad?
The furnishings was all right, but the upholstery needed fixing.
I think I'll try it anyway. If the sergeant asks where I'm, tell him I'm AWOL.
AWOL?
That's right. A wolf on the loose. Well, so long.
Hell, soldier, what's on your mind?
Well, I came in here to find, I mean... Well, Hattie McDaniel.
Hello, Mantan. What can I do for you?
Well, Hattie, seeing you in charge of this canteen, I would like for you to find me a girl to take to the dance tonight.
Mantan, you have come to the right place. But before we get down to business, I have some questions that I have to... That I have to answer.
Well, what's
you
that?
Have to answer.
Oh, you want to ask me something, huh?
Yeah.
What is it?
Question number one, how old are you?
Now, how old are you?
Question number two, how much are you willing to spend on a girl?
Well, now, that depends.
On what?
On how much she's got.
Mantan, all our hostesses are very high class. The kind that like to go to fancy nightclubs and deli with some caviar.
Have you got one that would like to go to the mess hall and monkey with some beans?
Mantan, you've got to spend a little money on a girl. Now, how much do you want to spend?
Well, have you got one that would be interested in a 65-cent splurge?
Oh, sure. I have a few, but they're all retreads.
I'll take one. I'll take one if you guarantee the mileage.
Mileage? I thought you came here for a blowout.
Yeah, I did. But if she's the right kind, I might even consider matrimony.
Now, that's serious. Was you ever married before?
Once.
Were you ever divorced?
Twice.
Now, wait a minute. How could you be married once and divorced twice?
I got a good lawyer.
He must be good.
Good? Why, he's a shyster.
I see. Now, tell me, Mantan, what do you demand most in a girl?
Appearance, Hattie, and the sooner the better.
No, no. No. Uh-uh. Now, you don't dig me.
No.
I'm trying to find out what kind of a girl you'd like to take to the dance.
What are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm keeping company with somebody else.
Now, who are you keeping company with?
Company B. But let's get back to your problem. I'm trying to find out what kind of a woman would appeal to you.
Well, now, in the first place, she has to be a woman.
Oh.
And from then on out, it doesn't matter.
But Mantan, she's got to have some qualifications.
Well, the woman I marry must be rich, beautiful, kind, and genius.
A woman like that would be crazy to marry you.
Well, she can be crazy, too.
Tell me, Mantan, when did you first feel the urge to merge?
Well, this afternoon I was cleaning up on the parade ground. I got to thinking about a beautiful woman, so I thought to myself...
I felt the same way, myself, many times. Now, the best thing to do when you feel like that
I tried that, too, but it didn't help. What a man really needs is a woman that will...
Modern women won't do that. In this day and age, women don't like you.
She will if she loves you. Now, the first girl I went with had a good heart. In fact, she had the biggest...
It couldn't be that big. You know, Mantan, I like to talk to you.
Why?
Because you and I seem to agree with each other.
We sure do, don't we? Look here, Hattie. What about my girlfriend?
Well, Mantan, I think I have just the girl for you.
Is she a tall girl with a beautiful figure, pearly teeth, and a wavy hair?
She hasn't got wavy hair.
Well, is she tall with a beautiful figure and pearly teeth?
Well, she hasn't got pearly teeth.
Well, is she tall with a beautiful figure?
She isn't tall.
Well, has she got a beautiful figure?
Well, no.
Is she a girl?
Yeah.
I'll marry her.
told me when I was in need, her. My mama told me, son.
A woman will sweet talk you and give you the go by. And turn right round and slap you across the eye. A woman with a two-face and a worrisome thing will leave you saying, gabba, 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 gabba.
Now, in the night, my mama told me, when I was in his pants, my mama told me, son.
Stay away from a woman, cause I know what she'll do. A woo-hoo. A woman's a two-face of the worst and thing. We'll leave you saying, gabba, 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 gabba. Now, please. Now the rain is falling. I hear the train a-calling.
My mama's told me.
I hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the vessel, 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 vessel.
My mama's been telling
me, a hooey, a hooey, a hooey, a hooey,
I got the blues in the night.
The evening breeze will start to see if you're crying. And the moon will hide its light, hold them tight. Or when you get the blues, you get them. Mostly in the night. Take my word, have you ever heard the mockingbird sing a song all day long? Ding dong, ping pong, honk pong, surround, rebound, bow down, sing song, look out now.
From Memphis to St. Joe.
Wherever the four wind blows. Yeah! I've been in some big towns. I've heard a lot of four winds, but that's the saddest four winds I've ever heard. A woman's a two-faced and a worrisome thing. We'll leave this thing. Gabble, 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 gabble.
The
blues
in the night.
That's shouting and listen well. Of what I'll do next, no man can tell. You'd all forgotten what you've been told about Joshua in the land of old, about a wicked old city called Jericho.
Glory, hallelujah!
You sinners down in that fair land, pick those trumpets up in your hand. When the thunder crashes, sing and shout. And with those horns all give out, till the earth will tremble and the ground will shake, and the air will shatter and the walls will break. And with the praise of God, you'll all walk in. So hit those trumpets and let the work begin.
Light up the red of Jericho, in my
Well, Man Tan, what do you think of our show?
Mr. Whitman, you've got something there. You going to do this every week?
Yes, sir, every Sunday night at the same time.
You keep on this way and Blueberry Hill will be famous.
Well, that's what we hope.
All these people going to be here every week, too?
Yes, and many others. From week to week, we bring in as our guests Dorothy Maynard, Louis Armstrong, Paul Robeson, the Golden Gate Quartet, Marian Anderson, Lena Horne, and many other famous entertainers. Man Tan, who are you going to bring?
Well, I'm going to bring Wilford Williams. He goes with me everywhere I go.
Well, who is he?
He's the president of the PDQ Collection Agency.
Well, good night, all.
CBS is presented the recorded preview of Blueberry Hill, produced and directed by Don Bernard. It's now almost 2 o'clock in the morning here in Hollywood. We wish to thank Hattie McDaniel, Ernest Whitman, the Cherry Sears, Savannah Churchill, Van Sant Moreland, the Shadrach, the Lou Bell Walker Trio, the Blueberry Hill Singers, and Benny Carter's Great Orchestra for working with us at this late hour to complete this special preview. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.